Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council. Councilmember Glover, I think is just running a little bit late, will be with us. We'll begin today's meeting with a review of tonight's council meeting agenda. Page 2, items 3 through 5A. I guess I should have started with 1 through 5A. Sorry about that. Items 5B through 5D. Items 5E and 5F. Items 5G through 7A. Items 7B through 10A.
Oh, did you want to remove 10A?
Yep.
Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, we need to remove 10A from the consent agenda. It wasn't a unanimous move into full council.
Okay. Item 10A is off the consent agenda. All right. Item number 2, hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you. I wanted to report on attending the Unity Walk on Saturday. This is was sponsored in part by our Diversity Office, and we had many residents of Mesa doing a Unity Walk starting at Tempe Beach Park with residents of Tempe, Scottsdale, Chandler, Phoenix. And it was a great turnout by residents all in T-shirts representing their community, and I was honored to be part of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I think just about all of us were at a posted meeting to extend our appreciation for the wonderful volunteer leaders that we have throughout the city. The event was held at the Mesa Arts Center. It was a small reception and a very small token of this council and staff's appreciation for everything our volunteer coordinators do. They truly are the folks that make things work, the connection between ourselves and the community. And there's no way that we could have possibly have thanked them enough.
Thank you. Anything else? Councilmember Higgins.
Saturday evening.
Go ahead. Well, thank you, Mayor. Councilmember Finter, Richens, Higgins, and I attended, along with you, the gala evening of musical magic at the Mesa Arts Center to benefit the Mesa Arts Center Foundation, and we wanted to congratulate you on your performances and being a trooper with the voice that you had. And
Wait.
The songs were great.
I sang with as bad a voice as I have.
No, you sounded better than we.
You sounded better than you thought I would.
Yes. And you danced quite well.
I had a cold. Still do, so thank you.
You danced quite well with the Rockettes. But all the performances were.
It's for the kids, remember.
It was for the kids.
For the kids.
It was certainly an interesting range of performances. And it was a fun evening, I think, for all.
And we need to talk about the highlight of the evening, which happened before the thing started, as we were all gathered in black tie on the plaza of the Mesa Arts Center, and all of a sudden someone started yelling, Mayor, look, turned around, and there is a gentleman, sans clothing, just strolling right down through the middle of the thing, just absolutely through the shadow walk. And I said I didn't think the vice mayor was going to be here tonight. And no, I don't know.
Point of order.
It's performance art.
Yes. Yes, he was pretty sculpted. But it was just, it was not, people said he streaked. No, it was not a streak because he just literally sauntered. It was a saunter. Sauntered down the walk, right through all the, what was funny was
The band was playing.
The band was playing, and all these people in black tie. And here's this guy walking just like not a care in the world, just walking right on through. So that was the most exciting thing.
We had the gavel declared
that
Mesa has
changed. Yes, Mesa has changed. No, but thanks to everybody. We had a great turnout and a lot of fun and a lot of talent in this community. And then there's
Unfortunately, it wasn't on display.
I was going to say, then there's me. No, we have some great people in this community that came out to support a great cause and show off not only the beautiful Arts Center, but also the talents in the community. And once again, it's great to be able to expose our kids.
There are no kids there.
To the arts.
Gap of the year.
Okay. I opened the door. I guess I can't slam it shut. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy McDonald Machesco. Stop. Stop while you're behind. No, but it's a great cause because the Mesa Arts Foundation and the Arts Center does a great job of bringing children in and through arts classes and performances and interactive activities to really connecting them with the arts. And it's important. It's an important part of our community, and Mesa's always thought that was important, so we appreciate that. We raised a lot of money. I think most money we've ever raised. So thanks to all those who came and bid on auction items and participated. Okay. All right. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Also coming up this week, we have a Building Stronger Neighborhoods meeting, District 5, on the 7th. Thursday the 7th at 6:30 p.m. at Mendoza Elementary School. So invite the neighborhood out for that Building Stronger Neighborhoods event. Also, the Vice Mayor will be hosting a free pancake breakfast for District 6 at Fire Station 219 this Saturday from February 9th from 8 to 10. That would be Signal Butte and Elliott, correct? Correct?
The brand new one.
The brand new one at Signal Butte and Elliott. Also, while you're eating your breakfast, you can be giving blood. The Red Cross will be on site for a blood drive from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., so we invite everybody to come out, make your donation then also.
That's a whole different room.
Oh, is it a different room?
Yeah.
Oh.
I am not serving pancakes where they're drawing blood. I don't know about the rest of you. That's not happening.
I thought that's how you keep from passing out. So.
And they will be. They will also be collecting names if you can't give blood that day. If you want to sign up, they will have a sign-up sheet.
Oh, great.
So you can go in later.
Okay, very good. And Mayor and Council, at this time, we do not have any items for study session for the 7th. So we'll be... postponing, canceling that study session. So,
would we like to take a vote to demand that we get together at 7:30?
If you would like, we can. I'm sure we could come up with something.
No, we're fine. Okay.
The Community and Cultural Development Committee is tentatively planned to meet Wednesday the 6th.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday morning at 7:30, right here.
Okay.
To finalize the CDBG.
Oh, right. Okay. So, there will be a committee meeting this week.
Wednesday the 6th.
Wednesday morning.
And no. Study session.
No study session on the 7th.
Thank you.
Wow.
Sorry. Thank you. Welcome. I didn't realize it was such an impact.
Good news. Okay. If there's nothing else, have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.